From the Heart, August 3. An Unprepared People. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. The Jewish nation had corrupted their religion by useless ceremonies and customs. They were also under bondage to the Romans and required to pay tribute to them. The Jews were unreconciled to their bondage and looked forward to the triumph of their nation through the Messiah, the powerful deliverer foretold in prophecy. They thought the coming one would, at his appearing, assume kingly honors and by force of arms subdue their oppressors and take the throne of David. Had they, with humble minds and spiritual discernment, studied the prophecies, they would not have been found in so great error as to overlook the prophecies which pointed to his first advent in humility, and misapply those which spoke of his second coming with power and great glory. They could not distinguish between those prophecies which pointed to the first advent of Christ and those that described his second glorious appearing. The power and glory described by the prophets as attending his second advent, they looked for at his first advent. When the time was fulfilled, Christ was born in a stable and cradled in a manger, surrounded by the beasts of the stall. His divine glory and majesty were veiled by humanity, and angels heralded his advent. The tidings of his birth were borne with joy to the heavenly courts, while the great men of the earth knew it not. They looked for a mighty prince who should reign upon David's throne and whose kingdom should endure forever. Their proud and lofty ideas of the coming of the Messiah were not in accordance with the prophecies which they professed to be able to expound to the people. In heaven it was understood that the time had come for the advent of Christ to the world, and angels leave glory to witness his reception by those he came to bless and save. They had witnessed his glory in heaven, and they anticipate that he will be received with honor in accordance with his character and the dignity of his mission. The angels from heaven behold with astonishment the indifference of the people and their ignorance in regard to the advent of the Prince of Life.